Wyclef?
What up with you?
What up?
You good?
I'm good, buddy. You brought your guitar? You singing?
Oh, I always have my guitar.
Sing. Yes. Love.
Woo!
Yeah. Here we go, here we go. Turn up, turn up, turn up. Listen to me. Jenny, I remember when we used to say, yeah. Oh, in a government yard in Brooklyn, yeah. And little Georgie would make the fire run. I stolen cars passed through the night. And I used to tell him, Jenny, everything is gonna be alright, yeah. Everything is gonna be alright, yeah. Young Jenny in the house tonight, yeah. Everything is gonna be alright, yeah. Everything is gonna be alright. Allison in the house gonna be alright. Johnny in the house gonna be alright, yeah. Jenny, listen to me. Hey girl, I can see your body moving, and it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody cannot ignore the way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it. Yeah, and I swear, Jenny, and I swear, you and I gonna always be together. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God! Wyclef John!
That was absolutely. I'm gonna do everything in my pajamas.
This is the Jenny McCarthy Show on Sirius XM Stars.
Oh, this isn't a contest of who's the most fabulous. I win all the time. Everybody knows that.
Listen to that voice. Rumor Willis. Show Empire tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox. Rumor, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
What a voice you got, girl. What a voice.
It's fun, man.
It is fun. I mean, I didn't know that you had, no one knew when you did Dancing with the Stars that you can dance your ass off.
I didn't know either.
Did you not know?
No, I had no idea. I mean, I have rhythm, but when I would try and learn dance steps, I was so dyslexic with it, yeah.
Who did you get your dance skills from? Your mom or your dad, you think?
A little both. Like, my dad definitely looks a little goofy when he's dancing, but he's got great rhythm. But my mom actually can dance.
What about singing? Mom or dad?
Definitely dad. I mean, my mom can sing. She won't ever admit it, but she definitely can sing. She's got a great voice. But my dad, actually, I was talking to him last night, and he did a really funny cover of Secret Agent Man a long time ago, and I always listened to it.
Okay, you're right, because I do remember him singing some songs. So he has the music back. The music background on his side of the family somewhere. And what about your personality? Do you have your mom's or your dad's more?
Probably a little bit of both. I've been noticing as I've gotten older, especially like just certain like faces I make or hand gestures, and I'll be in the mirror sometimes and just be like, oh my God, okay, that's right? Too scary.
I know. I look from the neck down like my dad, and it terrifies my husband. I'm like, I'm so sorry you're making love to my dad every night. It's horrible, you know. I should never introduce them. So he never had that image. Let's talk about you on the show. You're in the new season of Empire playing Tori. Is she supposed to be the kind of a Amy Winehouse character, I would imagine?
Yeah, she's definitely got that kind of vibe. She's very much kind of this volatile, kind of destructive rock star, but she's extremely talented and I think has a really quite a bit of passion for music. So I think that really comes through. But she won't really take crap from anybody. She will go her own way.
Yeah, she doesn't do the drug part of Amy Winehouse. We don't know that yet, or does she?
She did. She met Jamal in rehab, and so she's definitely had, and I guess she was, you know, stripped naked at Fenway Park, they mention, and so she's definitely had her bouts with some, you know, kind of delinquent behavior.
Now, did you really get the job because of the video you posted on Instagram?
I think that was definitely a part of it. And I was doing press last year and had done this way show. And then I got a call, I think maybe the next day or the day after, to go in and audition. And I was on tour running around, but I ended up staying in New York an extra day. And I've ended up finding out later that night, and I was so excited.
It had to be totally exciting. I mean, it's an amazing show to be on. Everybody says that they love it. It's won awards. And to be able to utilize your acting and your singing, you win-win.
Yeah, it's pretty much my dream job. I have to pinch myself sometimes still that I am in this place being able to be on a show that I love so much.
Now, you mentioned rehab, and I know Jamal was there. Is there a budding romance at all that you can say?
With Jamal, no. He's got a few, actually, I think, boys on his docket before I think he would ever fall for Tori.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, so what about your character? Do you guys have big performances?
Yeah, we did a few amazing performances coming up. We had one in the episode last night that was really fun. And there's just, you know, it's really fun because it's such a mix, being able to be in a studio. And the sets that they have are absolutely incredible. The first time I walked into the studio where we're supposed to be recording, I was
blown away.
In awe. It's absolutely incredible.
You're like, this is why I'm not making as much as I could be. It's the damn walls. The sets are beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
How was it seeing the sassy Queen Bee Cookie for the first time?
Oh, she's amazing. Taraji is so incredibly talented and so witty and fast. We were doing the scene and just seeing how she will just pop one-liners in that, you know, aren't necessarily even scripted. She's incredible and could not be sweeter.
She seems like a force to not reckon with. I don't know if I'd ever want to get into a fight with her at all.
She'd probably win.
Do you get intimidated at all? I would imagine because you've been in the spotlight and around celebrities your whole life, you probably don't get as intimidated as most people would. But do you find yourself ever getting there?
I think that it's always important to come into any situation with humility and remembering that, especially a situation like this, you know, they've all been working together for a really long time and have created a kind of bond. So if you're someone that's new that's coming in, I think that you just have to just carry yourself with, you know, certain grace and humility and realize that you're kind of coming in to their world. But I have to say, they were so unbelievably welcoming and lovely to me. So it's been an incredible experience so far.
True or false, your mom is also going to be on Empire this season.
She is.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Demi Moore, how's she doing, by the way, your mama?
She's amazing. She makes me laugh so much. And I'm really lucky because I live about 15 minutes away from her in LA. So I get to see her a lot.
I've got to meet her through the years, and she was always so incredibly nice to me and cool and just down to earth.
Yeah, she's awesome. I feel very lucky.
What kind of advice have they given you through the years that has stuck with you?
I mean, definitely what I was saying earlier. I think it's really important, and I remember always just seeing this, not necessarily that they told me, but just watching my parents on set. And I think that they always just treated everyone with respect, and it didn't matter if they were behind the camera, in front of the camera, because you have to remember that without even one of those people, the production wouldn't work. It is all is like, you know, this moving machine. And I think you really have to be grateful and show respect to all of the people that help make it come together.
That's so sweet. And, you know, it's like, I remember when sadly your parents got divorced, but I think to the public, it was kind of, how do I put this? It was a wonderful example of watching exes get along. Yeah. And that was the first time I truly saw it where there was still love. And I thought, wow, you can love someone from a distance. You don't necessarily have to be in the relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm explaining that accurately, but that's what it was perceived as from the outside.
No, most definitely. I think, and as I've gotten older, I think that most interesting thing that I've realized is, look, you can marry whoever you want and you can marry as many different people as you want. And, you know, no one should judge you for that. But at the end of the day, who you choose to have a child with is someone that you're going to be attached to for the rest of your life. And
that's
so
right.
For me, I've always felt so grateful and lucky that I didn't have to split holidays. And they made it such a priority to really keep us as a family unit. And I never had to deal with any of, you know,
choosing.
Yeah.
That's so nice. That's why you guys all came out normal, honestly. So y'all not fucked up like everybody else. But you guys you and your sisters are really close. Have you always been like that?
We used to fight when we were little, but just, you
typical
know, like,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like how everybody did. And
you stole my sweater.
Yeah. We used to do a lot of that. And we'll still, like, I'll see pieces or, oh, yes, little puppies.
I know.
We'll see pieces of clothing and, oh my God, that is the tiniest dog.
It is the tiniest. behind his dog.
What?
It's DJ. I know.
My mom would lose her mind. We have 10 dogs between us.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we go ham with the puppies.
I get it, though. I had to get one that was small that I can take everywhere with me, but she was licking my toe so much right now, I had to pull her up.
She's so cute.
I know. So sweet. I love that you speak out and you use your voice against body shaming. Has anyone personally have you been personally body shamed, or is you felt
tons.
The need to?
Tons when I was a kid. I mean, people used to say that I look like Mr. Incredible. Like, and mind you, this isn't like people to my face, but like right when the internet blogging kind of was really huge and there was all of those websites that would kind of come down really hard on celebrities.
Yes.
And it was even before I really started working that much. And it was just because of who my parents were and getting attention. But yeah, people were really harsh.
Okay, please explain then, how did you filter that for yourself so it didn't break you?
I mean, I think in certain ways, I definitely took a lot of it to heart, and I was really bummed out and depressed for a long time, and just would take all of other people's opinions as how I should choose to value myself. And when you're a young kid, and especially when you're a young kid who's going through the most awkward stage of your life, looking like, I mean, I had this massive curly fro that I used to part in the middle and just look like a big old mushroom cap on my head. And then I had glasses and braces and no style whatsoever. And I'm, you know, all over and then being out in the media. And it was definitely not the easiest time.
I know. We all have those ugly years as a teenager. Yeah. And you had to live through it publicly when blogs became alive.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, it had to be cruel and horrible. And I didn't know how you got through it. But I guess like everybody, you just do.
Yeah. And I think, it still takes time. I think you just have to, balance it, because you have to also not find yourself value in when people say nice things about you too, because then if you are constantly waiting for the nice compliments to come in and they don't, then you'll start going, oh, there's something wrong with me, or what's going on. And so it's tough, and you have to work on it every day to find your own kind of inner self-confidence and find your value. It's not easy.
I choose to believe all the good stuff. I take every one of them and say, I love it. And I ignore all the bad shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because you have to ignore it most of the time, because not everyone's going to love you, you know?
You know what I say? And I teach my son, I say, those people have yuckies. They've sat inside. And they're just trying to pass you their yuckies.
Exactly.
If you believe what they say, you're going to catch their yuckies. So I choose to not believe
that. Yeah, there you
so
go.
So that's how he's, you know, comes home from school. He's like, Sam had his yuckies today. Then Sam was making fun of him. Not stupid, but it works. So your parents have been, I know, a huge inspiration. And how are they now in your career? Have they ever micromanaged?
Or? Oh, God, no. I wouldn't let them.
Oh, good.
But no, they've been always super supportive. I mean, I acted a little bit when I was a kid, and I wanted to do more so. But my mom and dad always just said, listen, you know, finish high school and then you can do whatever you want. So at least I have that. And I think it's really important in a lot of ways, because you develop a lot of social skills in school. I think that sometimes is harder to do, you know, and we even traveled halfway half the time with them. And I notice even in myself, like, I do much better hang out with adults. Like, I always liked hanging out with people older than me when I was a kid. And so sometimes I'd be like, oh, I'm back with kids my own age. I have no idea what to talk to you about.
I get that. You know, also, you had spent a lot of your, you know, younger years growing up with Ashton. So I feel like, you know, even that, do you still have a connection with them? I would imagine.
I mean, look, when people come into your life, I think it's hard to just
say goodbye forever.
Yeah, say goodbye. But I think that everyone, you know, I think you have to hold and appreciate the love that was there and kind of just, and everybody like lived your lives. You know, I'm really happy for him and for like their beautiful kids and all of it. And I have just nothing but love.
And he was good to you, right?
Yeah,
he was good
very
to you.
Much so.
That's really important. I like that. And that's when I saw the whole family on the red carpet. I was like, what? Bruce, what are you doing there? But now I get it. They were being good parents.
Yeah.
Rumor, congratulations on all your success. Empire tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox. You guys can see her on Twitter at TheRue, also Instagram at Rue LaRue. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hope to see you soon. Come back anytime, girlfriend. Okay, bye, honey. Listen to that voice.
'Cause I know that you've been there and you're loving, loving here.
Oh, I need you to see on this simple,
baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me aid. You're dangerous.